USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers now in its fourth day. Talks between Stellantis and union negotiators reportedly followed weekend sessions with both Ford and GM. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three key plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's total madness that a child was killed from fentanyl at a daycare center in the Bronx last week. Speaking earlier today, Adams noted fentanyl is not marijuana sitting on your tabletop, but it's a very dangerous drug that even a small amount can kill an adult.
There needs to be a full national assault on this drug entering our city.
He added that you can't be a parent and not be angry that one child was killed and three others were rushed to the hospital from the drug exposure. Meantime, two suspects have been charged with murder and another person is being sought by police. Former President Donald Trump is set to skip the second Republican presidential primary debate in California next week. Instead, he will head to Detroit to address a gathering of current and former union members. His speech during primetime will stand as an alternative broadcast to the September 27th debate scheduled at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. It's been several years since a bipartisan effort has been made to address immigration policy reform, but it seems to be happening now.
Discussion surrounding a renewed attempt at bipartisan immigration reform is gaining momentum on Capitol Hill. However, Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he had hoped some sort of reforms would have happened by now.
My thought was that at some point, things would get so bad that President Biden might be prompted to actually do something. And I guess I was wrong.
Since President Biden took office, more than 5.5 million people have entered the country illegally.
That's John Schaefer reporting. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A cyber attack is costing MGM Resorts International between $4.2 million and $8.4 million each day. That's according to David Katz, an equity analyst with the Jefferies Group. The issues have now lasted for more than a week. Two Monday night football games cap off week two of the NFL season. The New Orleans Saints and Carolina Panthers meet in an NFC South showdown in Charlotte. Meanwhile, the Steelers are set to host the Cleveland Browns for an AFC North clash in Pittsburgh. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has abolished the Senate's informal dress code effective today.
Business attire is no longer required on the Senate floor, which means the 100 members can wear whatever they want, but it doesn't apply to their staffers. Schumer changed the dress code for senators very quietly on Friday, simply by letting the sergeant-at-arms know. That's good news for Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, who prefers a hoodie and baseball shorts to a suit and tie. Senators have at times worn unconventional clothing, including golf or gym attire. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Former President Trump says he would support a government shutdown if there's no fair deal to cut spending. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Trump said the U.S. is $35 trillion in debt, adding, we have to save our country. Lawmakers in Congress must pass several spending bills or a short-term funding measure known as a continuing resolution by September 30th. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.